This is VOA News. I'm Alexis Strope. The White House said U.S. President Joe Biden on Thursday met the wife and daughter of Alexei Navalny, the Russian opposition leader who died last week, quote, to express his heartfelt condolences. The White House said in a statement during the meeting in California, Biden expressed his admiration for Navalny's, quote, extraordinary courage and his legacy of fighting against corruption and for a free and democratic Russia in which the rule of law applies equally to everyone. Speaking to reporters, Biden said the United States will announce major new sanctions.
We're going to be announcing the sanctions against Putin, who is responsible for his death, tomorrow.
Navalny, 47, fell unconscious and died suddenly on Friday after a walk at the, quote, Polar Wolf penal colony above the Arctic Circle, where he was serving a three-decade sentence, the prison service had said. A suspected missile attack by Yemen's Houthi rebels has set a ship ablaze in the Gulf of Aden. VOA's Rick Pantaleo has this report.
Israel said Thursday that it intercepted what appeared to be another Houthi attack near the Israeli port city of Eilat. Houthi leader Abdul Malik al-Houthi on Thursday said they are escalating attacks on seagoing vessels, which are being carried out in solidarity with the Palestinians in the Gaza war. The Red Sea, Arabian Sea, and Gulf of Aden operations are ongoing, escalating, effective, and impactful. The enemy has failed to prevent them, and they have been unable to limit or reduce them. Meanwhile, the Houthis have not immediately claimed Thursday's attack. They typically acknowledge results they conduct hours afterward. Rick Pantaleo, VOA News.
For pictures, videos, stories, and more, follow the Voice of America on X, Facebook, Instagram, and YouTube, and you'll find expanded coverage of world news and events at our website, voanews.com, 24 hours a day. This is